Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Play Win Give, where you can score up to $500 for yourself, and we'll turn around and give it to your favorite charity as well.
Cool. Awesome.
And we also want to do some Does That Make Me Crazy right now. How about that? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
But before we launch into Does That Make Me Crazy, ladies, do you know what today is?
No.
You do not know what today is.
Is it a holiday?
Oh, it's a huge holiday.
It's a national holiday. I'm surprised we're at work.
Yeah.
Oh,
we should have today off.
I should have told us in the opening statement. That's how I plan all of my activities.
Yeah. We wanted to save it because it's such a big holiday. We needed a break
so
for it.
So big. Okay. Yeah.
Today is National Boyfriend Day.
Oh, well, I don't have one of those.
Your husband could be your boyfriend,
sure.
Right?
I guess we should always treat each other like we're dating, right?
I don't have one of those.
Well, we'll try to get you one, Jenna, but it's all about the good ones. The ones that surprise you with flowers, aren't scared to meet your parents, and watch your favorite trash TV shows without complaining.
Mm.
You give those guys a big old kiss to let them know how appreciated they are.
Mm. There you go.
Now, I'm warming up my lips already.
Now, if you need some tips on how to celebrate National Boyfriend Day, we got three for you. Number one, Big Al.
Number one.
Compliment him, because girls can often receive a lot of compliments, but men kind of fly under the radar. Believe it or not, we are often starved for compliments.
Yeah.
That means the ones that they do get are appreciated and remembered for a long time. Like when Jenna complimented me the other day and told me I look good in my workout attire.
Yeah,
hello.
You haven't worn workout pants since.
Well, that's okay. See, I remember. That's the point.
He didn't want to turn her on too much the following day. You know, it was building up too much.
All right, number two.
Number two. Show interest in his hobbies, ladies. Does he like sports? Sit down with him and watch his favorite team play. Does he like to go climbing? It might be time to conquer your fear of heights with him.
Yeah,
he likes me to sit and watch sports with him as long as I don't talk.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Good. That's another interest of ours.
I do all these things without a boyfriend.
Yeah, and the last tip we have for you.
Okay. Number three.
Treat him to something nice. I think you know what I mean.
Steak?
If your boyfriend does a lot of the cooking, it would be much appreciated. A much appreciated gesture if you cooked him his favorite meal.
That is true. Alan will eat anything. He said it just tastes better as long as I'm the one cooking it.
That's right.
If he doesn't have to cook it, he loves it.
Okay.
So that's a good tip.
So does he drive you around? Reverse the roles for a day. You help with the much appreciated
gesture. They don't like that.
Men don't like it when you drive.
I'm reading.
If we want to go for a drink, maybe that would be great.
Yeah.
You know, that way we don't have to worry about driving.
Oh, you want a designated driver?
Yes.
That's different.
For National Boyfriend Day. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
So those are three tips that could help you out. On National Boyfriend Day.
Well, take some of them with a grain of salt.
And in fact, we have brought Psycho Shannon in studio for National Boyfriend Day.
Yeah. Because she has a boyfriend?
She's a boyfriend expert, Kelly.
Yeah, she is a boyfriend expert.
Psycho Shannon!
Right, Shannon? Psycho
breaking news.
Yeah.
Psycho Shannon!
Yeah.
It's my turn! Psycho Shannon!
Once upon a time. Shannon.
Ooh. A lifetime ago.
Yeah, Shannon had boyfriends.
I did. Yeah, believe it or not, my life was not always as glamorous and fabulous as it is now.
Right.
You know, I had to join the Asian club when I was in high school so that I would have people to hang out with before school.
Sure.
I say hang out in air quotes because they would have their Asian club meeting and I would sit in the corner and do my homework. And really, the only summer camp that I ever went to was debate camp.
Yeah.
In high school.
Is that when they teach you how to fish and you have to debate the hooks?
No, debate. Like, argue.
Oh.
Stuff.
That sounds like
you're a great arguer.
And that is where I met the guy that I thought was the love of my life.
Really, Shane?
Really?
Yeah.
Your other life?
Yeah. His name was Brian.
Oh, Brian. Oh, with a Y or an I?
Y. B-R-Y-A-N.
Oh. Those are the best.
He was tall, probably 6'2".
Wow.
Athlete,
yeah.
Yeah.
And debater, which was even hotter to me, because that's something we have in common.
Yeah.
And we spent two glorious weeks at debate camp, getting to know each other, hanging out in the hallway, and kind of developing this relationship that I wasn't ready to let go when debate camp ended.
How old were you at this time?
I was a sophomore, so 15.
15, 16, okay.
Yeah, I graduated when I was 17.
So you thought this was going to be one of those stories where you met your husband at debate camp.
I thought so.
Yeah.
And so when things didn't quite go as I had expected after we left debate camp, I started writing Brian letters. And
Oh, boy.
And he saved those letters.
Again, oh, my.
Remember,
okay.
Her nickname is Psycho Shannon.
Yeah, he saved those letters, and he was kind enough to send copies of them to me.
What?
And
he sent them to you?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I thought that they're worthy of sharing with you guys because this shows why I am where I'm at in my life right now, partially. So here's the first letter that I sent to my boyfriend. He wasn't really my boyfriend.
You wanted him.
I wanted him to be my boyfriend.
So this,
Brian.
This shows why you're at where you're at now in your life. So this shows why you like girls?
Maybe.
Okay.
This was the major turning point right here.
New listeners may not have known that little tidbit of information, JC.
Breaking news.
All right. You ready?
Okay.
Dear Brian, hey, I'm glad that you wrote to me. I've been waiting to hear from you. Congratulations on making it to state. I'm happy for you. You got a letter from Crystal? Maybe she likes you. You're really the only person from debate camp that I've kept in touch with. Prom's already coming. I'm not sure when ours is because nobody is going to ask me. I'm single again. My last boyfriend got sent off to Christian school. How about you? I've been wondering. You know what? I don't mean to harp on the past, but I really did and still do like you. I wish that we would have went together. I miss your cute little head. I'd like to see you again. I get my driver's license in July. Maybe we could meet up somewhere. I think that would be fun. I'll call you one day and see if we can make plans. Hey, Brian. I don't know if you're with anyone, but if not, do you think we could hook up?
What?
Oh, my.
I haven't quit liking you. I've wanted to ask you out, but I didn't do it. I don't know how you'll react to this, but I'd like to go with you. But it's completely your choice. Let me know either way, and I hope we'll still be cool. Write back soon. I want to keep in touch. P.S. Send a pic. Love, Shannon K. Murphy.
Oh, my.
So you asked the guy to hook up and to go with you?
It was to go with me. I said hook up.
Yeah.
I thought, I guess I didn't realize at the time what that meant.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted a boyfriend.
Did he respond to that?
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
No.
Did you continue writing him?
Of course,
why quit now when
you're
at it?
Psycho Shannon.
Yeah.
The next one's pretty much a calendar, and I apologize. The next one, dear Brian, I'm sorry for asking you out and all in the last letter. I do like you, but I realize it's a lot to ask. I hope we're still cool. So what next? I got into National Honor Society. My induction is on March 20th. Cool, huh? Our first meet is March 22nd, the same day as UIL, so I can't go. Oh, well. I'm kind of excited. Wednesday, March 12th, I have a Rotary luncheon because I won second at a Rotary contest and I got to get my money. It's going towards summer school. I don't want to go to summer school, but I need credits that I can't get if I keep debate on my schedule. Oh, well. I guess I'll let you go now. Write back because I want to hear from you. Love, Shannon K. Murphy. P.S. Write back and send a pic.
You really want that pic?
Okay.
Surely
I never got a pic.
Never?
Never got a pic.
No response.
And I didn't get a response until he sent these letters to me and said, hey, guess what I found?
Oh, he just found them.
Yeah.
So he never responded to any of the hooking up?
No, he never responded to the hookup. He never said that he would or wouldn't go with me. It was all...
I wrote you every day. 365 letters. What's Brian up to now?
You know, I don't know. I think he's got a few kids. Yeah. Obviously not with me.
Actually, we have a surprise for you, Shannon. Hey, Brian!
Brian! Come on in.
That would make my day.
Just kidding. He didn't want
to respond. It would be interesting to see what happened to Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep up with him on Facebook now and see if maybe we can be friends. Mm-hmm. If that won't be weird.
Do you have any letters that you wrote to girls?
Probably so. Probably so. And you know what? If you guys ask nicely, I might share some of them with you.
Oh, all right.
Didn't you used to write love letters to Kelly, too?
All the time.
Not the bit, but
no.
You used to
every
write her.
Week. Yeah. I used to write the show all the time. I was a crazy person back then.
Yeah.
I never got a response, but that didn't stop me.
No.
Kelly, do you recall getting any Shannon's letters?
I don't. No.
No, sorry.
I could lie, but no, I don't.
You didn't say that. Sorry.
No.
That's okay. I still love you.
All right. Now we move on from Psycho Shannon to Does That Make Me Crazy? Because why not?
Why not?
We should, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Thank you, Shannon. Now, these are the things you've done your whole life. You think they're completely normal.
Uh-huh.
And finally, your friends let you know, nah, man, that's not normal. You might be Hall of Fame crazy, so holler at your boys over at the Kidcratic Morning Show, and we'll let you know. So we got a couple here from the text. I love the taste of pumpkin seeds because they taste like the smell of skunk. Does that make me crazy?
They taste like the smell of
they
skunk.
They do.
I don't think so. I've had them. And I've had the skunk jelly bean from the jelly bean game. I mean, if you want the taste of skunk, get the jelly bean boozled.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe something happened to those seeds.
Yeah, seeds might be bad, though.
Yeah, you might be in the MJ seeds.
Different seeds.
Yeah, different seeds. Marijuana out.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Michael Jackson has seen.
No.
And you go for MJ being Michael Jackson, not Michael Jordan.
Or Michael Jordan.
Well, I would have gone with Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're both equally as well, as you would say, Big Al.
There you
Matt.
Go. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're crazy for liking that taste, in my opinion. Let's go to the phones here with Joseph. Hey, Joseph.
Hey, good morning.
All right, buddy. Let's find out if you're crazy or not.
All right. So, what I like to do is, especially when I'm home alone, I'm bored, I'll play hide and seek with my dogs.
Yeah, I've done that. So I don't think that's absolutely crazy.
I think it's cute.
I think they do a good job, though, right? Because they could sniff where you go.
Sometimes. There was one time I went into the closet, and you know, I was wearing pants and a shirt, so I just stepped in with the clothes, and he didn't find me.
What's the longest you've stayed hidden from your dogs?
I don't know if I want to say.
Oh, well, we would love to hear.
5-10 minutes.
Wow, you have a long game. Okay.
I'll sit there in the closet with the door a little bit open. And I'll just watch them go by. Try not to laugh the whole time.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Now you're next level.
Yeah.
I just don't have anyone to hold my dog while I go hide.
Right. Well, you gotta teach him to sit.
Nah.
For 10 seconds.
You know Weezy's not doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Weezy don't listen to
Jenna. Weezy doesn't have those smarts.
Yeah, you cool crazy, though, Joseph. I'd love to be your dog. I get to play games and stuff. Have a good day, buddy. Welcome to the crazy club. From the text, when I punch my credit card password at checkout, I actively say different numbers in my head just in case anyone around can read minds.
Okay. That's very
crazy.
Cautious.
Yeah, I mean, I've done the fake punching because I know that some people look at your hand movements.
Right.
But I've never thought of different numbers in my head. That puts you over the top.
Why
right there.
Why does he just wear a tinfoil hat when he goes to the ATM?
Right, then nobody can.
Hello?
Yeah, that prevents anybody from reading your mind.
That's right. It blocks the waves.
That's
makes
right.
Makes you crazy too obvious.
Yeah.
I don't like for Curtis to look at me when I'm picking up his poop.
Why?
I don't know. I'm kind of embarrassed. Like, he just pooped, and I'm picking it up.
You're like, he's above you?
Him?
I'm
you're
embarrassed.
You're embarrassed for yourself.
Yes.
It is degrading.
Yes.
It's degrading.
So when he's looking at me, I kind of stand there for him to wait for him to look somewhere else. Then I kind of scoop it up. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah. That's pretty weird.
I get mad when they don't wait on me to pick it up. Like, you're tugging to keep going when I'm trying to clean up after you? I bet Al and I have lots of conversations with our dogs. I think people that have dogs talk to their dogs.
Yeah.
On walks.
Especially. Of course.
When they have no one else to talk to.
And this morning we learned that they also play hide and seek with them.
Yes.
That's what we learned. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
We're doing great. Now we want to find out if you're crazy or not. Hopefully you are.
Okay, well, so this is the thing. If I'm already late for something, then I feel like there's no rush to hurry and get to wherever I'm going. I'm going to stop and I'm going to eat. Or I'm going to do anything it is that I want to do because I'm already late. So there's no point for me to rush once I've already declared that I'm late. Does that make me crazy?
So you just are more late.
Yeah. I mean, if you're late, why not be more late? And get,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Are people waiting
take
on you?
Take full advantage of it.
Yeah. Well,
are people waiting on you?
It depends, yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of, you know, iffy. I mean, you know, people know me, so they kind of know my...
They just say, oh, she's just so rude? Sad. Is that what they're...
Well, here's the thing. They're all going to think Elizabeth's rude because she's already late,
right.
So why not just keep being late?
Because that's more rude.
Yeah, you're not crazy. You're just being smart with your time management.
Thank you. Thank you, JC. I appreciate that.
I'm trying to make it feel good.
Smart with time management?
Yeah, because
that's smart. opposite of time management.
Late already, but if she's already late and people think, okay, Elizabeth's a jerk right now, they're going to think that whether you walk in 10 minutes late or 20 minutes late. So she's getting rid of something she's got on her list. Time management.
If this folks
so if you're late getting to work,
Uh-huh.
You just decide, well, I'm already going to be 5 minutes late. I'm going to be even... I think you get in more trouble the later you are.
First of all, Al's done that.
I've done it once.
Yeah. You've gone
he learned
coffee.
His lesson.
Al's the epitome of that.
I did it once.
Yeah.
I was late. I was pretty late.
And what'd you do?
I stopped and got a cup of coffee.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I've also fired someone for doing the same doggone thing.
Of course.
For coming in late to me.
Oh, really?
Came in late for me with a Sonic cup or something in their hand.
Yeah, like, you fired them?
Suddenly. That wasn't... You didn't get fired for that, but you didn't show the mercy to them.
Right.
I did not. I did not.
Let's keep going here. Hey, Big T.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, Big T?
I'm calling to see if I'm crazy.
All right, let's find out.
The last 25 years or so, every time I see a redheaded person, I immediately smell ketchup. When I see a picture of Kelly, it's like, all I smell is ketchup on a hamburger or something.
Yes, and you enjoy the smell of ketchup, right? You like ketchup?
I do like ketchup, but I mean, I can't look at a redheaded person without smelling it.
That's so funny. I love that.
You are
crazy, and I love it.
You're cool crazy.
All right, thank
you. Yeah, we definitely dig that
right there.
Big T. Yeah. All right, Big T.
I love
that. That's funny. I was waiting for an insult, but
that's
that was
right,
cute.
Yeah, that made me laugh.
That
made
me laugh. Ketchup. That's so funny.
I like her so much. Hey, Jody.
Hey.
All right, man. Let's see if you're super crazy. I think you're crazy based on what I can see.
Okay. And I work 24 hours shifts. I'm 24 on, 24 off.
Uh-huh.
So when I get off of work, I'm able to cut loose for a little while. So, you know, I have a few drinks. And I wake up and I'm hungover and I embrace it. You know, it shows me I had a good time.
You embrace the hangover.
Lay there in bed and they're like, oh, I don't want to get up. And I get up and I enjoy it.
You just enjoy the pain.
It makes you feel alive.
Well, yeah. I guess, I mean.
He's like, oh, yeah, I had a good night last night.
Oh, ow, I had a good time.
But ow, yeah. Yeah, you're crazy, dude. I don't know anybody that embraces
that enjoys the hangover.
No, I know a lot of false promises. I will never do that again.
Yeah. I will never drink again. Yeah. But never embrace it. Yeah, Jody, you're crazy.
That's
congratulations,
crazy.
Sir. And I'll take this one from Randall. Hi, Randall.
That's
the worst. Yeah. I just
made me a little bit sick to my stomach.
I have flashbacks.
Oh, I hate hangovers.
No.
Go ahead, Randall.
All right, guys. So I like to close my eyes and do things around the apartment, like clean or cook, things like that, just in case I ever go blind. I like to be prepared.
Okay,
so if you couldn't hear Randall because the phone was a little choppy, Randall closes his eyes at home when he's cleaning or doing things around the house just to prepare in case he becomes blind. Does that make him crazy?
Yes. What are the odds of becoming blind? There's got to be an odds thing.
I mean, well, from an injury or
he's more
just
prepared than the average
person. Of course.
Person.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll give him that.
Yeah. Randall, you're crazy, but it's smart. You're preparing just in case. Why not?
Huh.
Huh. There you go.
Never done that one.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Guys, we have a guest in studio.
Oh, man, we should have cleaned up.
We should have. We didn't
know. I tried to.
I know. I'm mid-breakfast.
It is
I'm
a
sorry.
Mess in here. We apologize. My wife is a huge fan of her app because you're the co-founder of this app.
Yep, co-founder of
the Nextdoor app.
That's right.
Sarah Leary is in studio with us. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for creating this app. This app gives more enjoyment and entertainment in my house than anything we've done in a long time.
You just read all the posts?
You read the posts, and some of them are really funny, but some of them are so helpful. I just found out we've had a string of kids breaking into cars, and I didn't know that this was going on, like, really close to me, so now that I called my husband, it's like, we gotta, you know, start playing the car. I mean, just things like that.
Mm. Now, Sarah, this must have been one of those ideas you had where, like, why is nobody else doing this?
We hear that a lot.
Right?
We hear that a lot, and it's funny because, obviously, for me, I grew up in a neighborhood where people knew each other, and I remember the name of everyone on the street, on the refrigerator, you could call them. My parents knew that everyone would be looking out, and we found ourselves as adults, you know, 20, 30 years later, looking around, being like, gee, we don't know our neighbors. And
That's me right now. I'm renting a house, and I literally only know my next-door neighbors.
The immediate folks.
I don't know anyone else on the street. I'm never invited to block parties.
You need to get on Nextdoor, because they'll invite you to block parties.
So what all does Nextdoor have?
Right. Well, so the thing that was so interesting is that you have Facebook for friends and family, LinkedIn maybe for professional world.
Sure.
And why hadn't technology been used as a way to help you connect with the folks that live right down the street? And so that was the simple idea. And we were certainly enthusiastic about it. But once we kind of launched it into the world, the way people responded just blew us away. And it's just very clear people have a natural desire to want to have an easy way to communicate and connect with the people who live around them. And I mean, so that was the inspiration.
You can get messages from your neighbors saying, hey, you left your porch lights off on. Do you want me to turn them off type stuff? It's really cool.
We get that all the time.
How long have you guys had the Nextdoor app? How old is it now?
So it's about 6 years old.
Okay.
When we started in 2011. At the time, we had 176 neighborhoods when we launched, and we now have over 155,000 neighborhoods across the country, covering over 80% of all U.S. neighborhoods. We didn't invent neighborliness. People have had that for a long time. We just made it easier for them to act on it, especially in a modern, busy world.
Now, if my neighborhood doesn't have, you know, nobody set up our Nextdoor yet, how do we do that?
Almost impossible since
right?
it's everywhere.
I know.
Simply go to Nextdoor.com. You put in your address, and if by chance it's not already up and running, you can be the one who brings it to your neighborhood. And I think one of the exciting things is that every single Nextdoor neighborhood starts with a motivated, concerned citizen who wants to bring it to their neighborhood. And we just give them the tools to introduce it to their neighbors and get the conversation going.
Okay, but what if there's a neighbor like I don't want anything to do with because she's in everyone's business all the time? I don't have to be friends with her? Or does the app work? Like, I don't accept... Is there a friend request thing?
No, you hear what's happening. Yeah, go past your post if you really want to.
I'm just curious how it works. Yeah.
Yeah, pay attention to the things that you want to, and if you don't,
so it's just
on.
Like a message board.
Got it. But it's interactive. It's interactive.
Right.
Like, just like this past week, we had someone who needed a tutor for their child in school. We had another one. You always get the lost dogs. Those are real dramatic.
Yeah.
The lost dog stories to follow.
Because
everybody celebrates when the dog's finally found. We had the car break-in instances. Somebody needing a desk. You know, it's like you can sell stuff, buy stuff. You can organize community parties.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it really runs the gamut. It's
everything.
Like everyday things, the babysitter, the
tutor. We found babysitters on there.
You name it, the lost pet. But it's also serious things. And earlier this year, a woman, believe it or not, was looking for someone to donate part of their liver and went to Nextdoor, posted it, and a neighbor came forward and offered to donate part of her liver and saved a neighbor's life.
So
it runs the whole gamut.
And you got people trying to do good. There was a person in my neighborhood who got extremely sick, and they're dealing with all this stuff. They're going to the hospital all the time, and this lady in our neighborhood set it up so that people go and give her food.
Awesome.
So we had this little schedule of people dropping off food.
That's
because
sweet.
She wasn't able to do that.
It's what you make of it. You can be as involved or just like for entertainment purposes, just sit there and read what's going back and forth. Or you can dive in and be part of your neighborhood.
I'm moving to a new neighborhood in a couple of weeks, and I have no idea what the hottie situation is in the new neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Or the marriage situation, right?
Yeah. So can I find that out with Nextdoor app? Just wondering.
You know,
I'll hang up in
most of what people are using Nextdoor for is finding out what's happening in the neighborhood and getting everyday help that they need.
Meaningful things.
Mm-hmm. And that runs a pretty wide gamut.
Yeah. You were just in Houston, right?
We celebrated the partnerships that we have with dozens and dozens of public agencies in Houston, as well as the individual neighbors who used Nextdoor as a way to keep track of their fellow neighbors and rescue them. We had one gentleman, Will, who was out in a kayak and went and rescued 40 different people from their home.
Wow.
His wife was on Nextdoor sending out messages, responding, and then relaying the message to him out on the kayak to go help people.
Wow.
And it's just, you know, I think in this day and age, you can get really jaded and think that everyone just wants to hunker down and take care of themselves and not worry about other folks. And you hear a lot, too much, frankly, about the divisiveness in this country. And what I see every day is neighbors stepping forward, and we saw the best of that in Houston, and it was really inspiring to think that Nextdoor could play a small part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because people are using the app every day for these everyday things, and then when there's an emergency, they already have a platform in place, they know how to communicate with each other, and they can get the word out. And it's not just the neighbors, it's also the public officials, right? We had the police department, the sheriff's department, the Office of Emergency Management, all using Nextdoor to get the word out
that
before, during, and after the storm.
We're talking with Sarah Leary. She's a co-founder of the Nextdoor app. I'm sure you have it. If you're living in the burbs, definitely have
it. I need to get this app now.
Jenna, I'm telling you, it's
awesome.
We'll
get you set up.
Well, you got to think it makes more sense now for me. Before living in a high-rise apartment building around a bunch of young people, I didn't really think much about it. And now in a house, like, I think about my dog being at home if something were to happen.
You can, because you're so big into Halloween, you could organize maybe some sort of Halloween block party, because you really, that's important to you. And last year, she had nobody come to her door. It was sad.
No trick-or-treat. Well,
you gotta sign up for Next Door.
So you can sign up for that and get people excited about doing something in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
We actually have something called the Treat Map that we launch every October, and that allows you to say whether or not you're giving out candy.
That's all we use last year. You seriously saved us so much time, because kids get so sad if nobody opens the door. But when you have this map on Next Door, you literally can go, oh, yeah, they have candy. Let's go.
That's right.
Wow.
It was so awesome.
Oh, love it.
Sarah, thank you so much for coming
in. Thanks so much for having me.
And for creating the Nextdoor app. Everybody give it up for Sarah Leary.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And how about you score some money for yourself right now? Maybe you could start your own app. It's time for Play, Win, Give. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Big Al Mac, what caller number would you like?
How about 19?
Caller number 19, you get to play. Five questions, each worth $100, up to $500 for yourself. And we'll turn around and match whatever you win for your favorite charity. We'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, let's give away some money.
Okay.
The name of the game is Play, Win, Give. Let's see if we found a contestant. Emily, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, you are, because you get to play Play, Win, Give this morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot believe in that.
What are you up to right now?
I am in the parking garage waiting to go into work.
Oh,
what do you do?
Yeah.
Do what?
What do you do?
Oh, I am a manager at the bookstore at Florida State.
Oh, go Noles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come books are so expensive when we buy them, and then when we return them, we can't sell them?
Well, it just depends on whether we need them or not, and the publisher sets the prices, so we just have to go by that.
Because the publisher will get a new edition, right? That's how they win?
Yes. They have a monopoly over the book industry.
Yeah. Man. So you get a lot of angry students at the end of the semester?
Yes. It happens plenty.
Please don't go off on Emily. It's not her fault. She's just managing it.
It is not.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And we know it's not your fault, Emily. But
thanks.
We do want to get you paid up to $500 so you could buy at least one book for classes for a student.
I should get you at least two.
Oh, see, prices, I feel like they've gone down then. But Emily, whatever you win, we're going to turn around and we're going to match it and give it to your favorite charity. So what charity are you playing for this morning?
It's called You Cannot Be Replaced. It's a suicide prevention charity.
Wow. That's a good one. That is awesome.
Very cool.
You Cannot Be Replaced is the name of the charity. Okay, so we got five questions for you, Emily. Each one you get right is worth $100. You have a maximum of five, which you can get right. And whatever you get right, we'll match it, okay? And give it to You Cannot Be Replaced.
Sounds good.
Big Al Mac, are you ready with your first question?
Ready.
Sir?
Here we go, Emily. Which movie features the song Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead? I'll repeat that. I kind of stumbled. Which movie features the song Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead?
Oh my gosh.
You know
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. That's correct.
Girl, you had me nervous.
Yep.
All right. Question number two for $200. Which Kid Craddock Morning Show member wanted to be a nurse?
Jenna?
No.
Okay. No idea.
It was Jose.
Me.
JC.
Nurse JC.
She laughed. And she laughed.
I wanted to be a nurse.
What happened with that?
Well,
I got into radio accidentally.
Yeah.
I took an internship and this radio thing.
Look what happened.
Was really fun.
I
ran with it for a little bit.
There you go.
And so far, so good.
And needles made him sick. Made him nauseous.
Well, the phlebotomy, I sucked at. I couldn't get that.
You can't be a nurse.
Maybe now I would be better at it. I don't know. All right, let's keep going. You got $100 so far. Let's make that $200 with this question. Which of the planets is closest to the sun?
Mars.
That is incorrect.
Come on.
That would have been my answer. I would have got that one wrong.
Mercury is closest to the sun.
All right.
You're good.
All right, you're going to get this one, okay? Which Kid Craddock Morning Show member used to do TV weather?
Oh,
title, Kelly.
Yeah!
Good job.
Meteorologist Kelly Raspberry.
Well, I wasn't quite meteorologist status. I was about to start school for that, and then I got the job here.
You were a fake.
You have the hair for it.
Thank you.
There you go.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you.
All right, here's your final question, Emily. This was the first setting that began the Bravo Real Housewives empire.
New York.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
That's a good guess, though. That's
I wouldn't have gotten that one either.
Real Housewives of the O.C.
Orange County.
Orange County was the first one.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep, that was the first one because of all the shows on MTV.
That's right. Premiered on March 21st, 2006, and then we know what's happened since.
Yep.
Well, Emily.
While you're sitting in your car in your parking garage, you just made $200.
There you go.
Hot dog, thank you.
Yeah.
And then we'll write a check to You Cannot Be Replaced. That charity will get $200 on your behalf, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day out there at Florida State, okay?
Oh, no.
Thank you. Go. All right.
Playing Miami this week.
Give us another go nose. I cut you off.
Oh. Go nose.
Go nose.
There you go.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
I was talking
no,
to
Al.
See, Emily is the Knoll, the Seminole.
Thank you.
You're jumping on the bandwagon,
thank
sir.
You. Thank I love you. Love Al. We're annoyed, and he's like, thank you.
Thank you. We'll play again tomorrow. Your chance to win up to $500 at 720 Central, just like we play every day during the week. And with everything that's been going on in the news, we want to make it a good news Tuesday, right? I need some
good news. For sure use it.
We really need it. We were doing a lot of frowning yesterday. It was a sad day. So we want to turn those frowns upside down and smile. And we can do that with your good news, Kid Nation, if you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What is the good that is going on in your life? It could be small, it could be huge, but as long as it makes us feel good, we want to hear about it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I need some good news, baby,
cause like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news. Yeah, baby, man, we need those good news.
Yeah, man.
We need them from you, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got some good news for the ladies.
Okay.
The Property Brothers. Drew and Jonathan are going to be joining us on the show in about 30 minutes.
I don't know which one I like more.
Well, I mean, they're twins.
They're identical twins.
Yeah, yeah, that's a joke.
Twins and yet so different, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm sure they're different.
They have to be different.
It's got to be cool to have a twin. You know,
man. Yeah, yeah, that twin language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
the church
twin,
you can play on
twin
girls.
Connection.
The twin connection, yeah.
Or just on people in general.
All the tricks, Al.
Yeah.
Those twin attachment issues.
Real yeah, those are fun. Those are good times. I heard they still live together.
Wow.
That's how close they are.
Did I date one of them?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know what you did. From the text, Good News Tuesday, my daughter Kayla just got accepted into the Disney College program, and tomorrow she gets to audition to be a Disney princess.
Oh.
Whoa.
Legit.
Dang.
Very cool.
Man, I would fail that audition.
Which one? The princess one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
No, you could be a princess.
Not graceful.
Oh, that's right.
I think you have to be graceful. You have
princess
to talk
of,
in this.
Of yes. Boxing.
In the princess.
Princess voice.
Which princess would you want to be, Jenna?
Sleeping Beauty. She sleeps a lot, right?
Yeah.
She gets to sleep all the
you
time.
You love naps.
Yeah, I love them. Really into sleep lately.
Kelly, which one would you want to be?
Ariel.
Of course.
Redheaded one.
But you would have to wear the bikini.
No, not when she walks around in her princess gown.
Oh, you'd wear that shell top.
Yeah.
Well, when I'm in, when I'm Ariel the mermaid, but when you're Ariel the princess, she has a ball gown.
Okay, so you want to be Ariel on land?
Right.
That's right. There's no dude princesses.
Although,
I'm sorry.
I'm
could rock a coconut bikini.
Of course you can.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Christmas gift.
Yep.
Kelly wears D shells, by the way. If you're
no, I wear C shells.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Emily.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Doing great. We want to hear your good news.
Okay, so I do payroll at my office, and I got it submitted before Friday at 12, and so all my people got paid a day early, and I love it.
Yeah!
Right. They love you.
Right? You're the real MVP, Emily.
Does the boss love that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
What's that?
Does the boss love that when everybody gets a little earlier than planned?
I am the boss, so I love it.
Good. And that's great.
That's right. Hey, they're eventually going to get paid anyway. A little bit early is fine, right?
Well, you got to make sure there's stuff in it to cover it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Right, Al?
Word. Yeah. Mine about one or two days late.
Yay, wow.
Boss.
That's not good news.
Oh.
Thank Thanks, Emily.
Yay.
Erica, how you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Doing awesome. You going to surprise someone?
Yeah, so I have a nonprofit called Pet Education Project, and we teach kids responsible pet ownership. And so I'm flying up to Rhode Island to surprise a little girl with our Pet Star Award because she volunteers and helps animals and raises money for the animal shelter. And she has no idea. Her whole school is in on it. Her principal, her mom, she is going to be clueless. So we're going to... film it and surprise
beautiful.
Her.
That's, yay!
That's wonderful.
Make sure you send us a link when you guys post up the video.
Yeah, for sure I will.
And thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Wow.
Very cool.
Have a good day, Erica. That's right down your alley, Jenna.
It is. I need to see what this project is that she does.
Maybe now we're going to be able to see the video and everything. Maybe you can start working.
Honoring kids who are volunteering with pets.
And are treating pets correctly.
Cool. Oh my gosh,
that's
I love
very
that.
Very cool, yeah.
Angela's got some awesome news. Took a while, huh, Angela?
It did. Hi.
Hi. What's your good news?
I finally was able to book a honeymoon. We were going to go to Florida Keys, but unfortunately the hurricane messed that up.
Yeah.
And then we decided we were going to go to Maui, Hawaii, but we were worried about Kim Jong-un doing the nuclear bomb, so we thought, no, we can't go there.
I hear you. I hear you, man.
Hey.
So where'd you decide to go?
We had no idea.
We're going to
Miami.
Yeah.
Going to Miami.
Okay. Right.
We're going to Miami, and it's only 3 weeks away that we're leaving for Miami, so we had to rush and figure out where we were going, and we were panicking, but this morning, it's booked. We're ready to go.
You got right. this. You got to have fun on your honeymoon.
Happy honeymoon.
Out there in Miami. We just went there a few months ago.
I know, right?
Oh, Miami.
So much fun. From the text.
Yes.
We just received $80,000 for selling our home, so now we are debt-free.
All right.
Yeah.
Look at that, man.
That's some good news.
Go buy a new house.
Yeah, right? That's usually what we end up doing. We end up putting it towards the new house. And then we're like, oh, we're broke again. Linda's got a good news story for us. Hi, Linda.
Hey.
So what's your good news?
My good news is today is my very last day of massage therapy school. And I take my state board exam on
Okay.
Do you need volunteers for your test?
Yeah.
Always.
Are you married or do you have a boyfriend or a significant other?
I do have a significant other.
And they're always wanting massages, aren't they?
He doesn't get them nearly as often as he should.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better pay, buddy.
He's tired of that at the end of the day.
Man, that'd be the ultimate tease if your wife or a girlfriend was a massage therapist. Because they don't want to come home and give you massages after they've done it.
Kenzie can do it. Kenzie's got strong hands.
She's good at it.
Yeah, she is so good at it.
For like a non-professional, she's excellent. Yes.
Yeah, she'll give me one a week. I get one like full-on lotioned up.
That's so good.
The music set.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you have a table?
Yeah. Oh, no, we just do it on the bed. The massage.
Wow, lotion and everything.
Yeah, lotion and everything.
That's awesome.
And sometimes oils. Whatever.
Wow, okay.
A little peek behind the curtain there.
That's a big peek.
I love that.
He just dropped the curtain right there.
Hi, Jeremy. Jeremy.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. I can't actually... I'm in shock I even got on here.
Oh, you're on, man, because you got some good news for us, right?
Yes, sir. I talked to my lawyer, and I found out that I'm actually free and clear of all fines and everything, so I won't be going back to... any
sale
anytime soon.
All right.
My man.
Good job, Jeremy.
All right, you stayed out of there. Now we learned our lesson, right, Jeremy?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
all right. Yes, sir.
Well, as you go in there, you're like, hey, I don't want to go back
there.
Don't
do that again.
No, nope.
Make sure you stay out of there.
Jeremy got himself a good lawyer, and he's feeling good for that.
Yeah, man.
That's some good news right there. We love hearing that from you, Kid Nation. Keep them coming on the text, because we like reading them during the breaks.
Yeah.
And maybe we could use it next week.
Or
maybe on Feel Good Friday. You know, we got more good news coming up on Friday.
Maybe he was listening to our court tips earlier in the show.
That's right, Big Al Mac.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we got double good-looking guy in studio alert. And this time it's not me and Al.
Competition, JC?
Yeah. We have, from Property Brothers on HGTV, Jonathan and Drew Scott.
Hey.
We were having a competition before you guys got here.
To figure out who's who?
No, because I said you guys were going to be like 6'4". Kelly said you guys were going to be about 6'2".
I guess 6'2".
Okay, I'm doing the test right now. There we go.
Yeah.
Tall.
Yeah.
That's my answer. Tall.
You guys are about 6'4", right?
Yeah, just over 6'4".
Yeah.
You're
so how
right.
much do you win?
I get half of it.
No, I just get to be right because Kelly's always right. So that's pretty cool. Jonathan, did you fly in last night?
Yeah, I got in just before midnight. So I'm well rested with a few hours sleep. Drew just landed literally less than an hour ago and came straight here.
Because you had Dancing with the Stars last night.
I did have Dancing with the Stars. It was a great night. This is the commitment we have to you.
He
dances his heart out, and then he comes straight here.
My goodness. Because you guys are going to, what is it, the Metro Techs Association for Realtors.
That's right. So a bunch of real estate organization brought us in. We're going to be talking, educating, having fun, making fun of Drew, and maybe he'll do a little dancing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whoa, hey, did you volunteer me to dance?
I just volunteered you to dance. This is my new thing. That's what I do.
Did Emma come with you?
Emma did not come here because I'm back in L.A. at 4 o'clock. I mean, she said to say hello.
You were using us to get to Emma.
First of all, in the prep, Emma right travels with him. Yeah. I wore my good shirt.
This is BS. I'm going to get her here right now.
How many good shirts do you have?
One.
All right.
That's just like Jonathan. This is more plaid, though.
How was the hamstring, Drew? Because you danced like an angel last night.
Well, thank you very much. You noticed. I was floating. It's good. Still sore, but it's good.
I see you are probably the prime demographic for Dancing with the Stars.
He loves it because he's got a little girl, and they reenact the dancing.
That's awesome.
I like it.
Yeah, we're trying.
It's research. It's research for the job.
It's for the show.
He blames it on his daughter,
It is interesting because before I can only tell you a part because one wears the suit.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be Drew because he's the real estate agent, right? And Jonathan wears the tool belt. Yeah. So when you're now walking around, it's hard to tell you. Well, now you've
role. You know, we're mashing up because he started to grow facial hair. I cut my hair. Drew's now casual in a baseball tee.
Yeah, it's hard.
I've also lost 30 pounds
while
I've
been dancing.
And I
noticed it a little.
I've put on all those 30 pounds.
you found
sympathy weight. Put my winter weight on.
Yeah.
Wow, 30 pounds.
Yeah, I never in a million years would have thought that dancing would be that much of a cardio workout. And I've always been an athletic guy playing sports.
Yeah.
This is more than playing basketball or anything that I've ever done before.
Okay, but who's the better twin at sports?
Because
I've dated a lot of twins. I know one's always more athletic than the
other. There's so many jokes I could crack.
Well, go ahead, Jonathan.
They are.
Let's just say Drew's nickname was always the robot because he's, I've never seen him move like he has now with Dancing Stars. So I feel like
so he was stiff
now before. My, like, being the romantic twin is in jeopardy because he can dance.
I'll put it this way. In high school, I was on the teams. I was the most valuable player. Jonathan was the most improved.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good. That's good, though.
That's always good.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
It must be really strange to do something separate because, really, you are always a team. So to do something, is this the first time?
No, I can't stand him. I was actually waiting for this to happen. No.
Yeah. We use CG on the shows. So the funny thing is
they actually asked us to both do it. They wanted us to compete against each other in Dancing with the Stars, and I can't. I started 17 construction projects for Property Brothers, so I literally have no downtime.
Oh, that would have been such a great project, though, because then you finally get to see two twins battle it out at the same time.
This year they have Nick Lachey and his wife, Vanessa. They're the ones battling it out on the show.
Tango to the death.
But let's be honest, Vanessa's way sexier than Nick right now.
Well, I mean, if you saw his outfit last night, it was like what Jamie Lee Curtis wore in what was that movie that she did, the dancing movie with John Travolta? Oh, it was scary.
He works out.
Anyway. Yeah, he does work out. Jonathan, is it true that you were almost, you wanted to be an illusionist?
Yes. I've been doing magic since I was a kid.
You still do it.
I just for charities, every now and then I'll do a little something. We just did our 14-city book tour, a house party tour, and so I performed live on stage every night, got somebody up on stage.
Jonathan was ranked third best in the Nerd Olympics when he was 16. He was at the Brotherhood of Magicians. There's a North American competition. He was third best when he was 16.
It sounded way cooler when I would introduce it, but that's right.
Third best. Third best, though.
You don't want to just swoop in and take first. Right. That's obnoxious.
Oh, my God. That would have annoyed all the illusionists that were like 50 years old and the 16-year-old came in and swooped in and took it all.
What are the first and second place guys doing now? Anything?
I think one's in Wyoming and the other, I don't know where they're
You got them beat, dog. You got them beat.
Drew, you never wanted to get into the illusionist thing?
Well, we started as clowns when we were kids and we both did magic and then he decided to get more nerdy and get into magic full time, and I decided to get into sports.
Yeah.
I remember making fun of him when we were younger. I'm like, dude, you're never going to get a date in your life. You're going to be hanging with your guys playing magic. And then we would be at a party, and he's got a circle of women all around him, and he's impressing them with magic, and I'm like dribbling my basketball.
Who's the idiot now?
Yeah. And he can fix stuff, right?
Exactly.
He's better at fixing stuff than you.
Break hearts and fix them.
Drew's over in the corner trying to get a crowd doing a robot.
Yeah. I still try it every now and then.
Now, correct. correct me if I'm wrong, one of you is taken, right? One's married. Is that you, John?
Drew's engaged. Drew's engaged. And then I'm dating, yeah. So all the Scott brothers are off the market.
So it would have been perfect for you. You guys are both dating then.
I know this is hurtful because you date so many
Emma
twins.
Or us. I know. I was hoping. I actually have dated twins not knowing they were twins at the time. Yeah. It's weird. Yeah.
They can only take you in small doses, so they were trading off?
Yeah, I guess so. No, they've never swapped me. I was always able to tell the difference. But I'm an only child, so it's weird that I would gravitate towards twins because I think some of the twin connection stuff's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is.
Jenna's gravitating right now. Look at her. It's getting closer.
Why did you just shift over this way? We actually talk about this in our book, It Takes Two. There's all these weird random stories, but we dated identical twins for a little while, and it just got so creepy. It was back in high school.
Wait, am I with you or who? Who am I with? Yeah. So it was too weird.
You tell the two of them apart?
No, they were literally identical. Like, we're identical twins, but, you know, you can tell us apart.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't tell
us them.
Apart.
They were identical. But imagine his kids and my kids. They would have looked identical. Then I'd be like, is that mine or is that yours?
That'd be great. Is it weird to know, though, like that, you know, Drew's fiance has essentially seen you naked, John?
Well, let's be honest. Things are very different.
I'm going to give you a little insight. So when we were born, we were attached by the...
Yeah.
And I got it all when we were separated.
So. But at least I got the rhythm.
Funny, but painful to think about.
Yeah. Stop thinking about it over there.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
true. You didn't get Emma, but now you got this.
We're talking to the Property Brothers, Jonathan and Drew Scott. Did you guys watch what SNL did about you guys?
Yeah. We've got friends on the cast. They gave us a heads up. They're like, you may want to. So, you know what's funny? So there was a Property Brothers reference on Colbert the night before. Then SNL did that, and last night Seth Meyers did a reference. So apparently, we are like the trending topic. We want to make fun of the Property Brothers.
There's a lot to make fun of in our space. Actually, SNL, when they did their, it was the 40th anniversary or whatever, they did one where they were talking about the other brother that no one knows of, Proppy. And then now they did the Flip-Flits. So, Tristan.
But any kind of attention like that's good, right?
No, I mean, we think it's funny. I mean, we're the first ones to tell people, hey, come make fun of us because, like I said, there's a lot to make fun of.
And Drew is so easy to make fun of.
Easy.
Do you guys get turned down for projects because of the television show? Like, people don't want to be associated with a reality TV, or has it just helped immensely?
Not necessarily, no. We've been pretty good at, you know, showing everybody the different sides of what we do. We have a lot of fun. So whether it's like the book that we just wrote, whether it's the shows, we have a lot of doors that open up just because of the fun banter and that personality.
Yeah, we were actors as kids, and on top of being a nerdy magician. But we had an improv, sketch comedy, stand-up background. So I think that's something that really helped us as hosts for...
I will tell you one major thing that was turned down. I was asked to be The Bachelor, and I turned that down.
Really?
Because that is... I can't even imagine swinging 30... Like,
it ain't easy.
What have I done? That would have been
You've been there.
You have 17 houses right now.
I know, right? Yeah. I'm busy.
Women are
different. He can swing 13 sledgehammers, but not 13 women.
Now, are y'all still living together?
Drew actually, bunk beds, yeah.
Yeah.
No, y'all Drew, have that house
Drew's
in
moving
Vegas.
To LA. So Drew and his fiance have a place that they got in LA. So we're actually shooting a special about it. It starts airing in November. But it's this beautiful historic home in Los Angeles. And we're just finishing that up. And then
you say like it's so creepy when you're like,
no.
You guys still live together.
No, it doesn't bother me. But I'm wondering now that you're engaged. And you know, how is that
going? No, Linda likes it. It's nice and warm, snugging up against both of us when we sleep.
You make it sound so creepy.
It was actually the only reason we were able to live together. We sold our own place. We got what we call the Scott Family Compound in Vegas and renovated it. But I'm never there. I get back there maybe twice a year. So I'm only home for like 2 weeks a year. So he gets to have all the pool parties without me.
My man. We want to come over for those.
I'm Airbnb in his room now that he's gone.
What makes a house historic as opposed to old? I got an old house, but you say my house is historic.
I was trying to flip something.
When a bunch of people in the neighborhood get together because they have nothing better to do, and then they just make it more expensive to renovate. That's how it becomes a historic home.
Oh, okay. See, now you know, Big Al.
I was just trying to figure that out.
So, Al, what's yours?
Mine's still old.
So would you say you're historic? Or
I'm a classic.
Well, look, you can have breakfast with Jonathan and Drew Scott. Breakfast for the Metro Tex Association for Realtors. So if you're getting in real estate, everybody's getting in on it right now.
Everybody loves talking about real estate, but, you know, there's everywhere we go. It's just the economy is booming. Real estate's back. And especially, I love that millennials now are getting into houses where whereas, you know, it used to be people would wait longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole thing today, I mean, for us, it's informational, but it's also fun. So if anybody was hanging out with us for MetroTax, it's going to be, go to thescottbrothers.com. We have all the info there.
All right, man. Well, we'll let you guys get to the break. One more thing, Kelly?
No, I was going
to
say, just watching these shows on TV, there's a danger. It makes it look kind of easy because the problems are solved in 30 minutes or an hour, and people dive in not knowing what they're doing.
We take at least an hour and 10 minutes to do a full renovation. No, but if you're watching our shows don't say go do it yourself. Right. A lot of shows do. Ours say if you don't know what you're doing, use professionals.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I think that's a lot of people dive in thinking it's so easy, and they end up losing a lot of money.
Call me, and I can get it done.
Yeah, we had to fix that bench outside.
Construction by the classic.
We learned the hard way, you guys.
Al has to hire a finisher for all the projects he started.
And that also describes his sex life. Yes, so,
well, thank you guys for coming in, man. Yeah. I know you guys are busy this morning, and Drew just flew in, literally.
Tired.
From Dancing with the Stars. Good luck this season.
Thank you very much.
I did vote for you last night.
Hey, buddy.
My high five.
Anyone who wants to vote for Drew and Emma, they just have to go to teamhotproperty.com.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. I voted for Emma.
Give it up for Jonathan and Drew Scott, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.